This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we help Fantasy Premier League managers prepare for the season and learn some top tips for success throughout their charge for glory, whether that be winning the work mini league or winning the entire thing. Today we are looking at price points. What are they? And why can they help achieve a strong finish in Fantasy Premier League? Before we crack on with this, just a reminder for those who are perhaps not already members of Fantasy Football Scout, do have a look at our members area. Do have a look at the various subscription options going there. That is packed full of data and advice and tips exclusive for members. And there's also lots of free for all advice on the site as well. But yeah, if you really want to get cracking into those stats and those tables and get that real edge, yeah, it's worth having a look at the membership options. So let's carry on. Essentially, price points are looking how best to spread your budget. So you start off with 100 million in Fantasy Premier League. It's so that you can get any player you want in quickly, either in one move, so you can just plug and play, just swap a player for another, or sometimes in two moves. And that's especially useful when you have two free transfers at a time. So you can save a transfer and then use that. You can also use it to spend on hits. But the aim of this really is to get those hits to a minimum. Using price points really cuts down on hits. It means you can focus any transfers you use on slotting in new players into your team when they have good fixtures or they're showing form. And you can easily do that. You don't have to take two or three hits to rearrange your team and things like that. So that's the idea behind it, really. I mean, I use this ethos every season. I can't do it for every price point. No one can. But you can do it for the ones that you think you are going to want players in. So if they say, for example, lots of 8 million priced midfielders, you really want that slot in your team, because perhaps you may even want two if there's loads of them, because you want to be able to get those players in quickly. It's no point having a midfield where it's really cheap, they're all like under 5 million, and then you're putting all your budget in attack or you're putting it in defence. You really want to spread that out so you can get any player in. And it's also worth noting that getting those slots in your team, these price points in your team, is based on specific values, but that changes every season. And so what we're going to do in this video, we're going to look at the 23-24 season. But another thing I'll just point out with price points before we look at the 23-24 season in earnest is to It's a note that price points also encourage you to look at not just the players that you've got, but the players you might want to get in. And that also encourages you to do something that I always do at the beginning of every season. I consider my decisions wrong until they're proved right. How do I run away from those decisions? So if I think a 6 million midfielder is the definite player, he's going to score loads, after three or four game weeks, it's evident he's not. Is there another player I can get in? And so it encourages you to be a bit more humble about FPL and a little less bullish about your opinions. And it can sort of hamper your confidence a little bit, but it means that you can move on quickly. You can forget about that bad decision and that bad player, and then you can move on quickly. So for me, that's helped me get 8 top 10K finishes. That's where I'm coming at this video from over the years. So it's clearly sort of worked getting that sort of higher finish over a number of years. And it means that every season one of the reasons I get those high ranks in those seasons, because I really don't spend that many hits, maybe 4 or 5 in a season. And that's usually based around double game weeks. So that's the theory anyway. So it doesn't always work out like that. And I haven't always finished it quite high. But that is the theory. Moving on. How do we start? So the first thing to do, as I said, each season is different. The price points will change each season. So some seasons have an abundance of highly priced strikers, and some they have hardly any. maybe just one or two. Perhaps this season, 23-24, is a case in point for that. Sometimes there's lots of cheap strikers, sometimes barely a handful. And a lot of those are based on changing trends and strategies within football. A few years back, the emergence of the wing-back. So suddenly you pretty much had wingers classified as defenders and priced accordingly in the game, and that was a bit of an innovation there, and it changed. Also, I mean, when I first started playing, very common for teams to have two strikers up front. Now hardly any. It's usually one striker and a couple of wingers either side, or a couple of attacking midfielders supporting them, or maybe it's sort of a number 10. So once again, that changes the dynamics as well. So each season's very different. So what we do is we'll have a look at some of those key price points that are likely to emerge or already emerged in pre-season in the 23-24 season. And we'll do this by position in position. But then I'm going to come up with a couple of teams at the end based on some of those price points. So this season is actually quite tricky to have all the price points. That's something to note. It's very difficult to have all of them due to the pricing. So sacrifices will need to be made. So perhaps that very, very expensive defender price point might have to be jettisoned. Same with a very, very expensive midfielder one, perhaps. That may have to be jettisoned, or it may not. Time will tell whether each of those strategies is successful. But there we go. So what we do is we'll start with midfielders, because this particular season, as you'll see in a sec, there's an abundance of midfield choice around specific price points. So you almost want to have at least four, probably five midfielders this season. But that's where it's looking in pre-season going into the season there. But I'll just put them up because you can just see the array of choice. And I'm going to have two slides here, so this isn't all of them. So first of all, I mean, what I've done is everyone can do this. You go onto the Fantasy Premier League page, and there's two ways of doing this. You can go on the transfers button, and then it gives you a choice of players to choose. And then you can use the various filters, attackers, forwards, and put a price, maximum price in, a minimum price in, and you can search that way. You can also go, there's also a statistics tab as well, and it's really worth doing that as well. And that's where I've used this one from. And I just sorted by price. So this is midfielders sorted by price. So as we can see here, the way the price points have emerged for midfielders is you've got Salah, top of the tree, 12.5. He's it. That is it. There's a clear a 2 million pound gap to 10.5 in De Bruyne. And he's it there. So price point wise, I don't like these price points, because if you're wrong about Salah, yes, it is easy. You can get anyone else in. But it's not as if that really expensive midfield slot is needed, because you're relying on Salah banging all season long. Or you've got to move some money out of that price point, move it down. So say Salah doesn't do well, and then you get an 8 million. So then you've got 4.5 million left. So then you've got to put that somewhere else. So that sort of creates more decisions. You know, not a bad thing. You can get anyone else, but then you can't move back up to Salah as well. So in a way, if you get that 12.5, you're sort of almost committed to that, because there's nowhere else to go for apart from to completely rearrange your team structure. Yeah, so I don't kind of like that this season. But nevertheless, can Salah perform week in, week out this season? Well, he's done it before. It's worth noting, though, in the 23-24 season, the African Cup of Nations is on, so he will be absent for some of the time then. So obviously those weeks he won't be able to do well. Then you move down to De Bruyne. I mean, this is awkward as well. 10.5. Either you have De Bruyne all the time, or once again you move down, and you can't, finding 2 million to get up to Salah there, that's tricky. So there's a really annoying price point there. Then it starts to get good. And this is where I'm personally going to be focusing a lot of my budget this season, is if you look at the 9 to 8 million category, there's a lot of choice here. So you can only have five midfielders. And so say, for example, you go for Salah, you've got four slots left, but you've got Rashford, great option, 9 million. Son, big price cut could be a great option in an attacking Spurs side, 9 million. And then you've got these Arsenal mids and Manchester United as well. So you've got Odegaard, Saka at 8.5 million, Martinelli at 8 million. You've got Jota at Liverpool at 8 million. Fernandes, 8.5 million, still on penalties, we think. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven players who are arguably you might want at some point. And you've only got five slots there. So this is why you really want those five slots. So I'm sort of focusing on there. This is a very, very good price point. Any of these, injury to Rashford, you can run away from that easily. You can get any of these players in. Injury to Odegaard. So you've got, well, you can move to Fernandes, Saka, down to Martinelli, or find 0.5 million. Much easier to find 0.5 million than it is 2 million if you've got De Bruyne, Salah as your choice, your price point. So that's what this is indicating already. It's already indicating I want lots of midfielders and I really like that price point there. Let's move down a little bit. Price points for the midfielders too. Well, this muddies the water even further. So I've already mentioned seven players within that sort of price point, that 9 to 8 million price point I want. Only five slots and 6.5, lots of value in the 6.5. So this tells me I probably want at least one 6.5 million midfield slot. You've got Diaby, very exciting new player at Villa, and Mbeumo on penalties in Tony's absence at Brentford. And then you've got the Brighton midfielders. You've got Gross, who's not on penalties. We think Pedro's on penalties. But nevertheless, it always involved in goals. You've got March and Matoma on the wings there. Good options. And then you've got some other ones. You've got Eze at Crystal Palace, for example. Mudryk at Chelsea. You've got Barnes. Harvey Barnes scoring well in pre-season for Newcastle. Almiron, we know he has got pedigree of scoring for Newcastle as well. You've got the likes of Bernardo as well. It could be a cheaper way into the Man City defence. And you've got Mudryk at Chelsea. So you've already got an array of players there. So already I want probably one or two of these. Once again, only five midfield slots. So I'm probably going to want to have at least a 6.5 midfield slot. So you can see the way the pricing has gone. The price points have emerged already in midfield. Lots and lots of choice in the 8 to 9 million. You want that price point. 6.5 midfielders, you're going to want that price point as well. So that just goes to show what we're looking at there. And that's, you know, but when we look at some of the teams I've come up with, I've got a couple of teams. I have got a Salah team and I've got a Salah-less team as well. So if you do want to go for that 12.5 price point, be aware the only way really literally is down because he's the most expensive. So you're going to be looking at sort of investing that money elsewhere and rearranging a little bit. Let's move on to defenders. Similar ethos going on here with the price points, in that there's certain ones I really want, and there's also, like Salah, a bit of an outlier here, a really expensive one. The only way is down. Alexander Arnold, 8 million, and that's it. And then there's a massive drop. Next most expensive is, you've got his Liverpool teammate Robertson, you've got Trippier, and you've got Van Dijk at 6 million. But Trippier and Robertson are the next down. There's 1.5 difference, so there's a bit of a gap there. So if you're going to go for Alexander Arnold, you need to be prepared to either want to keep him all the time, which is perfectly reasonable, or you'll be looking to use some of his money elsewhere and moving down. So you have to have an idea about that price point and think, is it essentially sort of having money in the bank there, and where am I going to put that to, and will that mean rearranging my team a little bit? But nevertheless, if you get Alexander Arnold, you can get any other defender. And boy, is there a lot of choice in the 5.5 and 5 million. So once again, I've got two slides here for the defenders, like I did with the midfielders, because there's so much choice, so much choice. So looking at 6 million. So you've got Van Dijk and Cancelo. See, I'm not Cancelo out of favour at Man City, probably going to go. Van Dijk, centre back. Probably not as exciting as Robertson, Alexander Arnold. But so I'm not so keen on that price point. So I'm sort of a little bit interested in that 8 to 6 million price point. Trippier's a player I might want to get as well. So I've got to sort of think about that price point. I've got to think, how can I get to that price point when Newcastle's fixtures improve, perhaps? But at the moment, there's such a choice at 5.5 and 5. These are the 5.5s. You've got White, you've got Arsenal, you've got Chilwell and James at Chelsea, you've got Diaz and Stones at City, and you've got Shaw at Manchester United. All of those players are good. All of those players can return. All of them have assist potential, clean sheet potential, and they play for top, top sides. So already I want the opportunity to get to them. So I either want to get 5.5 price point, at least two, but I would definitely want one 5.5 price point, but maybe a 5 million, because then there's only 0.5 up to one of these lads. So let's have a look at this list here. And this is so long, I had to split it into two. And I can scarcely believe my eyes, the array of 5 million price defenders in the game. I'll list them all out for the benefits of those listening to the podcast. And this is a long list. Gabriel, Saliba, Zinchenko, Timber from Arsenal alone. And then you've got Moreno at Villa. You've got Ben Mee at Brentford, Dunk, Estupinan at Brighton. These are all 5 million. Cucurella, Silva, De Sassi, all defenders there at Chelsea. Then you've got Konate, you've got Matip at Liverpool, 5 million. Akanji, Ake, Laporte, Walker, all 5 million, all play for Man City, the champions, the treble winning side of last year. You've got Dalot, Martinez, Varane, all at Manchester United. You've got Shaw, Newcastle defender, and you've got the Tottenham wingbacks or fullbacks, however they play this season, Porro and Perisic. So much choice there. So it pays to you if you stack your defence just with 4 million and 4.5 million defenders, you can get to one or two of these, because 0.5 you might find somewhere else. But can you get up to a Trippier 6.5? Can you get to some of those other 5.5 million, those Chilwell and James, Luke Shaw that I mentioned? And so you've got to be aware of those price points this season. So it's already emerged in defence as well. 5.5, that's a good price point. You want a lot of that. And then with this move on to goalkeepers, let's not forget them. So once again, I've got a split into two, really. It's two groupings, really. You've got the top, top goalkeepers for top teams. So you've got the likes of Alisson at Liverpool, Edison at City, Pope at Newcastle, arguably perhaps should not be 5.5, but there we go. Ramsdale, 5 million. Martinez at Villa, Ramsdale, Arsenal. Rea, who could be soon out of Arsenal, 5 million, but did really well at Brentford last season. Kepa at Chelsea, they've just signed Robert Sanchez, so it's unclear who's going to play there. But Onana at Manchester United, 5 million, looks good value. Tottenham, obviously FPL have been unsure, and by the time you watch this video, you might be mid-season, we'll know who this Spurs goalie is. But Lloris, Vicario there, 5 million, and Jose Sarr at Wolves, who's 5 million. A bit like Pope, inexplicably been a bit overpriced there. And meanwhile, at the 4.5 category, you've got a lot of choice. You've got Sanchez, formerly, it says on Brighton here, but he's actually now at Chelsea. You've got Fleckham at Brentford. You've got Jason Steele at Brighton. Verbruggen is his backup, we think, in the league. But then you've got Johnston at Crystal Palace. You've got Pickford at Everton. Then we're nailed on Leno at Fulham. Possibly Henderson will go to Nottingham Forest, but they think they're, by the time I'm recording this, they were after the Arsenal number two, Matt Turner, the US international, USA international. But what you can see from here is already emerging that if you wanted to just go for 4.5 and a 4 million non-playing goalkeeper, then it's easily done, because there's a lot of choices. So Johnston, you could say you pick Johnston, doesn't work out, you can move on to Pickford, no problem, easy. You can move on to Leno, you can move on to Flecken. Neto at Bournemouth, even actually Bournemouth defence may not have been good last season, but Neto was very good. Or you can start Onana. Say it doesn't work out with Onana, you can move down to these 4.5 players, and say you desperately want, for some reason, Edison or Alisson. A lot of people do go for Edison, they're all tempted at some point. Another 0.5, easily done. So you can see there is choice here. So you can go with a 4.5 and a 4 million goalkeeper. So those price points are totally valid this year. There's lots and lots of choice there. So as you can see, the pattern is emerging this season. This is different each season. I remember seasons when we only had one slide for strikers, when there was a lot of choice. And there could be this season João Pedro at Brighton at 5.5. That's a tricky price point. There's not much more you can do with that, but you can go to perhaps some of the strikers with promoted teams, which could be good in double game weeks. So once again, that could be quite handy. But let's have a look at some teams. Okay, so I've done a Salah one.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so with this Salah team here, so I've got, this is nothing in the bank. I've made it so there's nothing in the bank, and it has required some sacrifices. So we spoke about those 8 million forwards. Okay, so I'll just go back to the forwards list again. So you've got Haaland and Kane, and then you've got these 8 million forwards here. You've got Jesus injured, but you've got Watkins, Tony, Wilson, and then you've got Nkunku at 7.5. You've got options like Darwin and Gakpo, Isak as well at Newcastle. So you've got a lot of options there. You've got this. You've got a lot of choice here, but go back to the team. The Salah team means that you probably can't get there and have a strong array of price points elsewhere. That's where Pedro comes in, and you're going to sort of bet on him. It's difficult to run away from him, so it's not an ideal price point. I must say, just as we're recording here, Pedro is actually in my team and Salah isn't in my team, and I'll reveal more on that on the Goals Imminent video I do with Tom each week. But I've also got 3 million in the bank I'm not sure what to do with. So the reason I'm allowing myself to go for Pedro for a price point I don't particularly want is because actually his price point is around 8 million in my books, because I'm keeping that money in the bank. If I have to use that money, I want to use it on either getting another striker in, an 8 million one, or upgrading Pedro, because I just don't like his price point, but I do like the player. So there we go. That's another way of addressing price points, is don't see the price point entirely as the player. Leave some in the bank and then you can make that price point. So, okay. So for the benefit of those listening on the podcast, I've got Onana in goal and his backup at Areola at West Ham. Then I've got Gabriel, Estupinan and Chilwell. That's that 5 million and that 5.5 million price point covered. I've got Pinnock at 4.5. There is a lot of a choice of defenders at 4.5. Don't know which one yet, but, you know, it's good to have that price point there. And there are choice of 4 million. They've got Bayer at Burnley. And so Bayer is my fifth defender there. But you've also got Trusty, who is now at Sheffield United, was at Arsenal, American international, USA international. So he could be an option there. Baldock at Sheffield United, and there's Luton defenders as well, like Bell. So there are options there. So I quite like the 4 million defence, but I would only have one of them, because I'm obviously, that's the price, you're unsure of it. So basically, I've gone for 5 million in goal with a 4 million backup, and then 2 5 millions in defence, 5.5 million, because I said I like that price point, 4.5, and then a 4 million defence. So moving into midfield, so already it's looking like a 3 back line, and I've got 5 in midfield, and I've gone for Saka, Matoma, Martinelli, Salah, and Madison. So once again, this isn't my team, my actual team. I'm just doing this to illustrate. And I actually quite like this team. So it's got Salah in, so we've got that price point covered, but there's no alternative for that price point. The only way is to make it into another price point. And one of those, like Fernandes, is ready and waiting at Manchester United. Martinelli, 8 million. Great, great price. This 8 to 9 million, there's a lot of them. So with this team here, I've got at least a couple here. So I've got Saka and Martinelli, 8 million and 8.5 million respectively for Saka. And then Mitoma, 6.5. I mentioned those 6.5 midfielders. Definitely want one of them. So that could be Mbeumo, could be Eze, Mitoma, take your pick. You know, there's a, I can run away from all of those players really easily. And then there's the 7.5 and Madison, which is the sort of Spurs-Chelsea level of midfield. That's how they've been priced. And I think Foden as well, 7.5. Once again, I can run away from all of these choices there. And then up front, I've got Pedro, I've got Haaland and Bama, who's like a non-playing striker at West Ham. So the sacrifice here is that 8 million striker spot. With Pedro, I've got nothing in the bank. And that's it. So I can't really run away from Pedro. If I do, it's to probably a Luton striker or Crystal Palace striker. And to be honest, a little bit of sick came up when I mentioned those choices. You can't really move on that much. So it's not ideal. It's not ideal to have that. And then you've got Haaland there, 40 million. You would imagine you've got him for the rest of the season. But for some reason, you know, he might get injured for long term. So you want to move him on. You can move him on anywhere. So Harry Kane at 12.5, if he is still there, is a good option. But you can see already it's quite tricky to get. The sacrifices have been made with this one. And I don't know if having Salah at that 12.5 is worth it for the other sacrifices that have to be made. Mainly in attack, but there's not, you know, it's, defense is fine, I think. So I like the defense, and I mean, obviously the midfield is great, but it's relying very much on Pedro. I like this. This is a good Salah team. So here's another team. This is no Salah, but with Alexander Arnold. So it's saying, okay, right, you got that price point of 8 million in defense. You once again. That's it. He's an outlier. He's on his own there. The only way is down. So you've got that, but you're missing out on Salah. And to be honest, I like this team as well. It also relies on Pedro. So once again, but it's also got Watkins in. So it's got that 8 million. So this is more of a 3-4-3. So instead of Salah, you've gone down to 4.5 for whoever that could be. Could be anyone. So I've just picked a Crystal Palace midfielder for this one. So I'll go through this team and explain this. So it's essentially a 3-4-3. This is the sort of team where you can get really good price points, except the sacrifice is no Salah. So you're missing out on that price point. So you've got Johnston in goal at Crystal Palace, 4.5. Good choice. Areola at West Ham, but Matt Turner could be getting some minutes if he goes from Arsenal to Nottingham Forest, which he may well have done by the time this video comes out. I've got Gabriel Chilwell in that 5 million, 5.5 million. And then completing my backline, I've got Pinnock at 4.5. So once again, that 4.5 defender slot. Alexander Arnold at 8 million. So I've got that mega defensive value premium slot there, and Bayer 4 million, so it could be any of those 4 million defenders I mentioned earlier. And then across the midfield, so no Salah, but it's able to get Fernandes and Rashford and Saka. So I've got three in that 8.5 9 million slot, can be moved down to the 8 million. There's options there, or the 7.5 million, the sort of Madison's, Richarlison's, Chelsea midfielder sort of level. So it's a really good strong price point there. Matoma's there, 6.5. Once again, could be Mbeumo, could be Eze, but you know, there's choice there, and then a cheap 4.5 million midfielder. And then up front, I've got Haaland, Watkins and Pedro, 3-4-3. Plus sides for this. I mean, the spread of points is great. For a player like me that's been playing a long time with 3-4-3, I actually quite like this. I think you've got a lot of choice here. You've got a tiny bench if you think your 4 million defender is going to play, and your 4.5 million defender, and indeed your 4.5 million midfielder might get you a point or two. So you've got some, you know, sprinkling of points on the bench to come in if you're wrong about any of these. You can pretty much hop onto anyone except for Salah. So Salah is the problem here. So you're setting yourself up to say, no, I don't want Salah. But no, I like this. And I think a lot of people are going for this sort of, this sort of template, but in a 3-5-2. So in a weird way, they're sort of going for this, but with a 3-5-2. So instead of Pedro, they've got a 4.5 striker. So they're going for 3-5-2, like I said before, with the Salah team. But with this one as well, there's a bigger spread as well. And it's more, it just feels more comfortable being resigned to not having Salah. But it's Harry Kane I'm probably more worried about, as I was last season. So I did get him in for a long time last season, because he's just scored 4 goals in pre-season, in a pre-season match just before I'm recording this. So that is a worry. So I look at that and I think the big problems with this team is you can't get Salah and you can't get Kane. But other than that, I do like this a lot. You can pretty much hit every other price point. The downside with the Salah team, which I'm putting back on the screen, is it's difficult to get Alexander Arnold and it's difficult to get Kane in. And what I haven't done is a Kane, because you could do this with price points all day. I mean, this could be an 8-hour video. you feel free to do this at home. You can look at your team as you're planning for your game week one and try a team that has Haaland and Kane. And has a defence and a midfield that doesn't make you feel ill. and see how many compromises you have to make, if any. And so this sort of team here, I've got here. So Salah is 12.5 and Pedro is 5.5. So in order for that to work, perhaps, maybe you would have Kane instead of Pedro, and then you've got to find a 5.5 midfielder. And as I was going through the list, there isn't a lot, and they're going to emerge, definitely going to emerge. But at the moment, as it's standing, you're probably going to want so many of these other midfielders that you're probably not going to want to do that. So that's another sacrifice there. And of course, you've got a 5.5 million midfielder and a 4.5 attacker. So these are both awful, two awful price points in the team. At least with this one, the awful 5.5 forward price point, at least there is someone respectable there with Pedro. And at least you can go to other places. And you might get some points from some of the promoted team strikers who are around that sort of price as well. I mean, I've waffled on long enough. I mean, I hope looking at this and looking at some of the teams we put up and some of those price points, you understand sort of price points a bit more, and help your understanding of, how to construct a side, because it's really important to do that. But be prepared to be wrong. Be prepared to be wrong, not just about players, but be wrong about the price points. Now, I've sat here saying the 6.5 million midfield price point is great. They could all be rubbish this season. And we've done that before. I think it was 2 or 3 seasons ago. There was an abundance of 7 million midfielders. The FPL had priced up a whole bunch of players, like almost all Chelsea midfielders. This is when Chelsea were very good, and so on. And there was, and so a lot of teams had maybe 3-7 million midfielders in, and none of them really performed that well early on. And so you had to sort of restructure a little bit. The money has been spread out too much, and there was a bit of a scramble to get other teams, and it led to hits and it led to wild carding. And so I could be wrong here. I mean, I'm going, 6.5 million midfielders. 8.5 million midfielders. They could all be rubbish. I feel on safer ground with the 8.5 millions. I'd be surprised if Saka, Fernandes, etc. don't do well, especially because they're on penalties for top sides. But nevertheless, it does show you that you might be wrong. So be prepared to be wrong. Be prepared to find out what those price points are as they emerge as well. And also, prices change. By December, if you can hop on and off form players, probably the money's going to follow, and your team budget's going to be quite good, which you might need this season, as opposed to last season. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to me. As I said, do have a look at the Fantasy Football Scout members area. There's a lot more on the stats about these players and about the teams and about the fixtures. The season ticker is really crucial there. So do have a look at that. Do press that like button if you like this video. And do subscribe to all our videos so you can keep up to date with them and also with your podcast as well. Do you have a review for us? Always handy. Thanks a lot for your time. Take care. See you soon.